producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day program with Ellen Horn.
I'm sorry, what?
Simon McFadden.
No, my name is Phoenix.
Sure it is. So I'm going to get culture tonight.
How so?
See, La Boheme. How do you pronounce that?
Boheme, I think, right?
It's an opera, right?
I thought it was La Bamba.
La Bamba. I like to see La Bamba. La 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 Ba. There was, wasn't there sort of a rock opera based on his life? Richie Valens, no?
A little bit of rock opera.
No?
La Boheme.
Then tell me I'm wrong.
Why are you going to go see that?
I know. Why are you going to get like those sissy glasses and stare up and go, ooh, look, Mildred.
Such a fabulous show.
Oh, I do declare.
The email.
I haven't seen such a delightful show.
Are you going to wear, like, tails? Don't you have to dress up?
The email that I received goes through the events of the day. And, oh, I forgot. I have two tickets to La Boheme Opera tonight at 7:30. And then she writes, interested with a question mark.
You should write back, I'm sorry.
No, listen to this. Here, here's an addendum to her itinerary. Tell her the show starts at 7:30. You'll be asleep by 7:45. Don't let me know what time I need to wake up.
No. Then she says, interested with a question mark. Before I get a chance to answer, she says, no problem. I'll call one of the girls. So I sent her back an email. I said, do I have a chance to answer this?
Yeah. I'm doing a radio show over here.
I don't think she wants you to go.
Are you going?
No, I'll go. Yeah, I think I need some culture.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you'd be interested. I think one of
you
her friends would be interested.
You are going to be so bored. You're going to drool. Doug is going to be embarrassing Meredith. Hold on. Come in, please, Meredith, if you're listening.
Leave him home.
Paging Meredith. Paging Meredith. Doug is going to snore.
No, I don't snore.
Will during the opera.
I got news.
It will be embarrassing. It'll be like this.
Right. Every now and then, you get to take a pass so that she can go out with her friends. Tonight's the night. Do it. You come out looking like the good guy, and you don't have to sleep through that snooze fest.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, Meredith. I'm sure it's great and all, but I just don't see
Doug. Doesn't strike me as the opera type. What's happening?
Well, she's very much interested in that sort of stuff.
Well, I know. She's so down to earth.
She's a well-rounded person.
Yeah, no, she's very well-rounded, right. And she has a great respect for that kind of stuff.
You are not. So you
that's good to know, Rich. Happy to have your support on this.
Hey, I'm just telling you from experience. My wife all the time wants to go see these Latin concerts. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you know, the girls are all gone. I'm like, ah, that's great. You guys go have a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go watch football and drink beer.
Really?
That's where I'd be. Mm-hmm. I'm a culture kind of chick.
I think I need a little culture, don't you?
Well, yeah, definitely. I just
like
don't
Christmas.
Know.
I need a little culture.
You need
right
a little
this very minute. I need a little culture now.
Do you guys give each other like time? Do you give her nights out to go without with her friends? You need to do this.
I would never. Are you kidding? You think I have a say? She says I'm going with the girls tonight. That's not how our relationship works.
No, and that's
she
great.
Goes and does her thing, and
that's why
I do my thing, and that's it.
Dude, here's your opportunity. Give her this. She will appreciate
no,
it.
No, you know what? I think I should go because I've never been.
All right, fine.
Never been. Yeah. It'll be something good to talk about. And then if I don't like it, I'll never go again. That's all. But to try it,
Here's the test of whether you should go. How much did she pay for these tickets?
I don't have the slightest idea. I can't imagine they're cheap.
Right, exactly.
Hmm.
So wasting $300 for you to sleep during Lobo.
Wait a minute. Just as you're forgetting the value of my company.
Right, while you're sleeping.
I got a Groupon for that.
She can get the value of your company at Fridays for $25.
Over that peach sangria you like so much.
I feel I'm getting abused.
I know, you really are.
Yeah. But this is so much fun. I can really all day, yeah.
Oh, very nice, Richie. Thank you. All right, let's see. Where are we here? I probably ought to get into a couple of issues. Women in combat. We seem close to allowing women to go into combat. The Defense Secretary, Mr. Ashton Carter, says limiting the search for qualified military candidates to just half the population is crazy. So, let's find people who are of both sexes who can kick everybody's butt. I'm sure there are plenty of women around who can do that. A woman came to the farm yesterday who is competing in some contest, and she wanted some tires to roll around to do her exercises or whatever she's doing.
No, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
No.
Is it?
It's tractor and truck tires, and you don't roll them. You pick them up end over end.
Really?
And you have to go like 100 yards and just roll them over.
Right. All right. It's 13 past the hour.
I prefer Zumba.
Yeah. Really?
No kidding.
I like the exercise routine that I'm in. It's a good one. It's very good. It's very professional. And it seems to be doing its job, if I do say so myself.
Hot yoga?
No, I'm not doing that. 13 past the hour. Although that's very good. Yoga is very good to strengthen yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that is very good.
13 after on Good Day.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power's becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
She's probably not going to take it. She doesn't probably want to participate in this conversation. Quarter past 14, actually 15, almost 16 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden with the fabulous Meredith. Is she there? Does she? I can imagine
hung up
climbing
yet.
Up.
Just a peep.
She hasn't hung up yet? Are you there?
Hung up.
So Meredith said, hey,
so she doesn't want to be on the radio. I know she doesn't want to be
Well, you know what's cute?
Right,
she dropped a good bomb on us, which is better than anything that I could have imagined. There's actually a pre-La Boheme lecture that you're going to get to participate in, Dougie.
A pre
There's
going to
be a pre, yeah, like the lecture. Warm-up is a lecture.
They're going to be debating the story.
If you can imagine that the opera is so good that there's actually the warm-up act is the lecture. Sign me up.
You're in.
Oh, man, you're crazy. You've got an out, and you're not going to take it.
No, I love being with Meredith, and she loves being with me. So what?
That's nice, but you know what? If Meredith was going to jump off a cliff, would you?
Clearly, she loves being with you. She just hung up on you. I actually don't even know if you're in a relationship. You may just be stuck.
She doesn't like being on the radio, and I understand that. Yeah. She doesn't. As she points out many times, I'm the radio star.
Is that why she said, how did you get this number before she hung up?
She didn't recognize the number, but she knew it was me, and then she heard Richie and Jennifer. So during the break, we were talking about what was in store tonight what is the story, by the way, of Love Women? You know what it is? I've heard
all
it
I know
for years.
Is that something is stylized, and it's going to be taking place in the 1960s in Paris instead.
Really? All right. Okay.
Hold on a minute.
She said that?
Yeah, don't you listen? Such a man.
Thank you. No, I wasn't listening to that part of it. All right, that's enough. We got to keep moving here. American Indian artifacts may have been taken by actors who were in the Maze Runner in New Mexico. The folks at 20th Century Fox say they're investigating. Have you heard the story about these very valuable Indian artifacts? The Maze Runner was being filmed on a set in New Mexico, and a bunch of stuff got stolen. You got to think that actors, maybe it wasn't the actor, maybe it was the crew, but they would know what the, you know, there's going to be some ramification of this. I mean, there's nobody around. This is in the middle of the desert in New Mexico. So who's going to be accused other than the people that are working on the movie, right? I don't get that.
I know.
All right.
And why do people think they can just take things? Actor, not? I mean, come on.
Yeah. The controversy about milk, the dairy industry and farming is a normal thread for this program. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, very close to all of the things that people ought to be paying attention to keep their bodies healthy, and that includes what you ingest. And whole milk is good for you, despite what the government says. What is this floating around now, Jennifer? There's some issue, according to the government, with whole milk. Of course, there is. It's good for you, and the government doesn't want to have anything that's good for you.
That's right. Well, the Washington Post, I just noticed today, and that's why I pointed it out to you, has a piece in there about how the government for years has been trying to keep whole milk away from people. They've been trying to push you towards homogenized milk, pasteurized milk, and now there's been such a backlash for people for health reasons wanting whole milk that they're trying to come up with a whole new set of restrictions to keep people from actually getting a hold of the product that they want.
Really? Why does there have to be so much interference? Why do people think that people can't think for themselves?
And if people think it's good for them, why? Why do they steer them away? I mean, for decades, the government has been steering people away from milk.
Because this is what the kids who are doing the regulations learn in these in the schools. The public health schools teach them this stuff. And the reality is completely different. It's kind of like what you're finding now more and more in some of the major universities when these big corporations buy a chair. It's called an endowment, but what it really is buying a professor who believes in the message of the company that's sponsoring the chair.
Right.
So that's what they'll teach in class. And that's this kind of junk that's being taught about milk and so many other things.
Criminal. I mean, this article talks about how the government has warned people in their dietary guidelines about full-fat dairy foods. They always talk about having lots of low-fat dairy. Mm-hmm. And now scientists who have tallied people's health and diet records have, over a 10-year period, found to the contrary, people who consumed more milk fat had a lower incidence of heart disease.
Right. Milk fat's good for you. You need fat in your system. Not the bad fats, not saturated fats, but fats that come from dairy. And I don't eat meat, but a lot of the proteins and good fats come out of good meat. Wait till that all dries up and you start getting meat from Brazil because of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that you ought to be against. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Music time here on Good Day. Let's go backwards from the songs that were popular starting in 2002. And we'll go down to maybe 1994, Richie, depending on how much time we have to put these various people in the spotlight. This is Avril Lavigne. The song's called Complicated, number one during this week in 2002. What do you like about this song, Jen Jen?
You know what? It was a great pop hit. She was kind of punky but poppy at the same time. So she was punky but mainstream. She definitely had edge. Yeah. She was fun.
Tells a good story.
Yeah.
She's fun. You think she's fun? How many big hits has she had?
Probably four, five.
Yeah.
So is that enough to do a concert?
Oh, yeah. She would tour for sure. She'd probably, if she were around right now, she'd probably start coming back opening for somebody where you get to really highlight your hits and introduce just a few new songs.
Or she plays a smaller venue, you know, 2,000 seat theater.
Yeah, okay. All right, next up from 2001 during this week, Mary J. Blige.
Party with me.
Family affair. You like this one too, Jen?
Love this song.
Why?
It has a great beat. I don't know. It's a great song.
Plus, great song, great beat.
Soul. Never hurt anybody.
Nope. Okay, this song I like from this week in 2000. This is Three Doors Down with Kryptonite.
Another good one.
Mommy Superman. You're going to give me my Kryptonite. Number one during this week in 1999 belonged to Enrique Iglesias. He was in jail and he needed Balamos.
I see what you did there.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Some people think it might mean dance, but no.
Now, get me out of jail card. Balamos.
I need bail.
Bail.
Bye, Lamos.
I love bail. Amos. Amos means I love bail, Richie. That's what it means. This is good. This is, of the ones we've played so far, this one I like the best.
There's something about him and his father that was very attractive in terms of their music.
Very large mole.
All right, yeah. Next.
He had it removed, right?
Wait, he had a big mole, did he?
Yeah, no, he had a big mole removed.
He had a guacamole.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the hit parade here from 1998, this week, number one, Edwin McCain.
I can play this game with you.
Number one during this week in 1997 belonged to the Backstreet Boys. Playing games with my heart. Good pop song.
Good one.
Yeah. I still like Bolemos the best of all we've played so far, but this is my number two. Quit playing games with my heart. Mm-hmm. I got time for one more, Richie. This is from this week in 1996. Quad City DJs, come on, and ride the train. I don't know this one, Jen. Jen,
big damn tip.
Rely on you.
Kind of annoying.
Really? All right. So you want to do one more? Janet Jackson was number one this week, 1995, with Runaway. Squeeze this one in, Richie.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. Hi, we're working on 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This Multivie Report is brought to you by Uncle Ben's. If you shared a photo of your food on social media, you're not alone. Sharing and food go hand in hand, but nothing more so than sharing meals as a family. Cooking shows and enthusiasm for culinary delights have become ubiquitous. Now it's time to let kids in on the fun. Research confirms sharing family meals has a positive effect on child development. The Ben's Beginners Cooking Contest inspires families to connect in the kitchen and invites young chefs and their parents to submit videos of themselves cooking for a chance to win big prizes. Tamara Mari Housley, actress and mom.
Creating your contest video isn't just a fun way to bond with your children. It also teaches them important life lessons such as creativity, reading, math, science, and presentation skills. Learning to cook is a skill that builds healthy eating habits kids carry with them for life.
Enter to win $15,000 for your family and a $30,000 cafeteria makeover for your child's school. For more, visit UncleBens.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, heading around third into home plate. Jennifer Horn's along for the run.
Hello.
Rich McFadden is along for the run. There is a study that has been conducted on the types of people that do mass shootings, like the situation in Oregon this past week, and we've seen it repeated way too often, as you know, around our country. Experts are coming to understand that these shootings are less an isolated expression of rage and more an act that was built on what was done before. So what they're saying, if I understand it correctly, is that these rampages are a result people put in their mind, what has happened before will work for me. So this is an indictment of the news media, an indictment of the system, an indictment of having guns. There are all kinds of indictments that can come out of this. But if you look at the research that's been done on some of these mass attacks, most of the time, the people who have done them have expressed in some way, shape, or form admiration for the people that did it just before they did, and all of the news coverage that came as a result of it.
They want to be a star.
They do,
right?
This guy, the shooter in Oregon, liked that Vester Lee Flanagan, the guy that shot the news people on TV.
Yet he walked into a school.
Right.
Instead of a TV station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are the places that are vulnerable under the circumstances?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you have these gun-free zones, and I'm not necessarily making the argument that schools should be armed. I mean, gosh, you would expect to be safe in a school, but, you know, you walk into these places and you know you're going to have a better chance to make a maximum impact because no one has the weapons to fight back.
There are a lot of examples of these things happening in our country this year, last year, the year before. The Lafayette, Louisiana shoot-up in July, the shoot-up in Charleston, South Carolina, the one in the school last year, was that was last year in Connecticut, right? And they don't, the people who are supposed to be our leaders don't do anything about it. President Obama has expressed his outrage, not that a lot of people are paying attention to that, but there is a message here, and one of the messages is not to create more gun legislation, but to enforce the gun legislation that's on the books now. Why do we always have to have a bill tightening background checks or this other stuff? Obviously, what we have on the books now is not working because people are getting these guns. Now, is there, as part of the law, a requirement for someone to prove his or her mental stability? And is that what comes as the next bill to tighten this stuff up? And is it warranted? The mental capacity of all of these people who have taken this route has been in question after the fact. You look at all these cases, look at the evidence. This is not speculation. This is absolute evidence of these people being disturbed, and yet they can still get a gun. So that's the flaw in the system, in my estimation. That's what has to be fixed, and nothing else, because there are plenty of laws on the books. Nobody really is dealing with mental health and those issues and why it is that people who are basically clinically crazy can get a hold of a gun. It makes no sense really in a civilized
society. I've been looking at I've been studying this this guy a little bit. Because, you know, the curiosity is not in what he did. I don't really want to know the details. I don't want to glorify him in
well,
that respect.
Well, are we being irresponsible by even calling, having this conversation?
I'm really intrigued in figuring out his motivations and looking into his life. And, you know, people have been really quick. The media has shown his dad and his sister, who actually live nearby me in Southern California. He lived in Oregon. He was obviously isolated from them. They don't seem to know too much about him. The dad kind of gave the typical response. It was the guns, blah, blah, blah. His mom is the interesting one. He lived with his mother. No one's really talked to his mom.
Yeah.
Well, they both had Asperger's.
Mm, she's antisocial.
And so there's lots of text online from her posting in Asperger's and those type of related diseases though in online forms. And she would brag about all the weapons that she had.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should be in jail.
Well, there's a whole thing. Excuse me, I think the Republicans make themselves look bad. The Democrats do for different reasons in this thing because they sound the same old horn that comes from the NRA and the other gun groups.
Well, they all politicize it, no matter what side they take. Nobody really wants to fix anything. You just want to use it for your advantage.
Right.
This is why you should vote for me.
Right, exactly.
So let me throw this
in. I hope that's not true.
But it is, though. Look at it.
Absolutely.
Common ground. What's the common ground?
None of them want to fix anything. They just want to use it to help promote whatever
themselves.
They want you to.
Yeah, what did you start to say, Richie?
So, you picture this. And here in McLean, Virginia, just a few miles away from here, we've got a school. It's the Franklin Sherman Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And opening
gun
up
shop.
Just
next
behind
door.
It, gun shop. They back up to each other, the gun shop and the school, the elementary school. So, a lot of the parents, 2,000 people, have signed a petition to try and make the gun shop move.
Yeah.
And they've been in the area for years. For 6 or 7 years, and they just moved to this location, and they say, we're not moving. So let me ask you this. If somebody were to walk into your kid's school, do you think it would be because that gun shop was there?
No.
Or do you think that somebody who was about to walk into a school, guns a-blazing, might think twice, knowing there's 300 to 400 guns and a couple of guys behind the counter?
That's an interesting argument, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting argument.
That was my first thought. I would think that one of those guys in that, or all of those guys in that gun store, would walk into that school with just as many guns, if not more guns, than the perpetrator has inside the school.
Would they have gotten in trouble?
What kind of a civilization? That's
not
the damn OK Corral, for God's sake. Shoot them up. Everybody gets guns and shoots everybody. It's nuts. We're nuts. Too many people, too many laws, too much government, too many frustrations. Let people live their own lives. That's really, part of this is really the overheating of the system that these guys are all telling you they're working about. We don't need a Congress that's in session as much as these people are, and looking into every corner to come up with more new laws to codify this and codify that, and we gotta have a law for this and a rule for that and a regulation for this. We don't need it. Unless we're all stupid.
Yeah, but there's...
We can't
there's
figure out for ourselves so how to live our lives.
There's so much hypocrisy. Okay, so remember a couple of days ago we talked about Jerry Brown. I live in California.
Yep.
And Jerry Brown has... I don't know. He's getting a workout with that pen of his. There's a lot of vetoes going on, a lot of new laws being put into place. Well, he vetoed this bill that would make it illegal for people to fly their drones into fires or over crime scenes because during the fires, what would happen is people would fly their drones in to take pictures, and the rescue crews and the firefighters couldn't get there by air to actually put the fire out, right?
The drones would burn up, and that'd be the end of that.
Well, that was part of the issue. So Jerry Brown said, no, I am vetoing this. I don't want to add another crime to the books. Okay, so he was applauded. We don't want to add more to the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he just signed a law that makes it illegal for paparazzi to fly drones over like parties and into people's backyards. Yeah. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
There's inconsistency.
You create convenient laws that are somehow going to scratch your back, and it's just it's too bad. I think any law that gets passed, we need to repeal too.
All right. So here's the outcome of all these laws. In the next month, the United States, through the federal prison system, will release 6,000 inmates on one day, the largest one-time release of federal prisoners anywhere. This has been discussed every day by lots and lots of people for the past 3 or 4 months since the president said, I want to do this. I, for one, think this is a good idea because most of these people they're going to let out are drug offenders who got harsh sentences over the past 30 years for just smoking some dope or taking, if they were in for DWI, I say don't let them out. But if they're in for just being caught because they had marijuana in their possession or some other drug and they were doing no harm to anybody else, there's no reason in the world they should have gone to jail in the first place. So it's time to get them out and stop charging me for putting people in because socially you want to dictate how everybody lives their lives. How people live their lives if they don't hurt anybody else is none of your business. None of your business. It isn't. So I applaud the fact these people will get out of jail.
6,000 is nothing.
6,000, well, it seems like a lot, but you're right.
The prison system,
there's 700,000 people in prisons in our country.
6,000 is nothing.
It's craziness.
Not going to do anything.
All these people, well, they'll get 6,000 people out from being paid for.
Look what I did. I'm great. Yeah, I fixed everything.
That nonsense. You're right. You didn't fix anything. But it's good to get them out of jail because they don't belong there. There's another 60,000 of them around the country that are in jail that ought to be out as well.
And then they move on to the next thing that they think that we want to see.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. We have decided in this Hour of the Good Day program to bring you lots of culture. So I have found a summary of the opera La Boheme. La Boheme.
I don't think you're allowed to go if you can't say it.
Really?
We'll work on it.
Right.
Work on the
La Boheme, I believe. Anyway, I'll find out how to pronounce it and I'll have it for you tomorrow. But I have a summary of Acts 1 through 4.
Oh, good.
So you'll know exactly what I'm going to be in for tonight.
Hear that?
What?
That's thousands of radios clicking all around the country.
I shouldn't have told them that I was going to do that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, it's
46, well, anyway, 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Speaking of operas, the opera that's playing out in South Carolina this week, the state's water woes far from over. Dam breaks are still a concern. The water is cresting and heading toward the ocean. The city of Columbia may be without running water for the rest of the week. Roadways damaged or closed. Can you imagine what a mess that state is? If you live there, you know what I'm talking about. Sunny weather, that's nice, good.
It's good news. Yeah, it's going to take things a lot up to dry it out.
Yeah. But in the next 3 or 4 days, woof.
You know what scares me more than anything there?
What's that, Richie?
What the soil and the ground is like underneath the roads. And whether you have any surprises.
You wonder about there being any sinkholes and unsafe stuff like that.
Okay, so can I be the girl here? I was thinking about this because I was just in South Carolina, and there are tons of warning signs about alligators. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, they're probably alligators just swimming through the streets, right? Because they overflow. Okay, so
the lady said she had fish in her house. So
So today on social media, there is a really big image going around of fire ants. Apparently, fire ants are such survivors that they create a raft.
Really?
Basically, and they're these huge chunks of thousands and thousands of fire ants floating on top of the water. That's how they get to safe ground, I guess, is they just keep floating until they reach dry ground. Isn't it interesting how nature survives like that?
It really is. NHL season starting this week, Jennifer.
It starts today, baby.
Jennifer loves the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
Okay.
It explains the one tooth that's missing.
That's
Here's
right.
the summary of
My country music.
This is about four Bohemians, thus the term La Boheme. The Bohemians.
Right.
And one of them falls in love with a young woman who came over to borrow some sugar. Actually, she wants to have her candle lit.
I bet she does.
And one of the protagonists is there to help her. And then when he tries to help her light her candle, his candle goes out.
So she blew out his candle?
She drops her key, and the two of them search for it in the dark. They touch each other's hand, and then they fall in love.
You know what? This sounds like a hot play. I think you should go.
Really? This is not from that play.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll play it.
I'm sure. Yeah, the story of the four poor bohemians.
Do you ever fall in love touching someone's hand?
Yes.
Could you imagine if you're walking in the subway?
Oh, no, not that way.
Be in love with everybody.
Ooh. Really? You touch people? I don't want to touch anyone.
Well, you don't do it on purpose. You know, you give them a little brush.
No.
Sometimes my girls touch people. Imagine if I fell in love every time
that
happened.
Love, right.
Really? There you go. Pass on that one, too. All right, that's 51 rude. Past the hour on the...
It used to be a day, Doug. Definitely.
Yeah. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us for Tech Talk time is Greg Stebbin, who is a tech reporter for a lot of different hats, but he writes the technology columns at Men's Health Magazine, keeps his fingers on the pulse there. In a moment, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with net neutrality in part in focus here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMark pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. I was so relieved. Her HealthMark pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMark.com to find a locally owned HealthMark pharmacy near you. HealthMark, caring for you and about you.
Musicians, save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of D'Addario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Get on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
All right, so Greg. Frank Stebbin is here from technology. No, he's not technology today. He's from Men's Health Magazine, does technology. The net neutrality discussion usually causes my ears to glaze over. This is something that is beyond my pay grade. I sort of understand it. But how, more importantly, because it seems to always be in the news, now the FCC's involved in the act, what will people have to know? How will they be affected by any net neutrality complaints? Time Warner, for example, or any of the big cable companies, they're going to be involved in this up to their Mickey, right?
You know, this is one of those, it's one of those issues where it's a legal issue. It involves a lot of lawyers,
yeah,
among and technologists.
Right.
And I have to tell you, every time there's any little incremental change or new element thrown into it, I almost have to go back to the beginning and piece together the evolution of the issue to be able to have some context into
the issue of net neutrality, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Of net neutrality. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basic principle is that there are those who want to essentially have the ability to charge companies that use the most data, kind of a toll to use the most data.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think both sides have some legitimacy to the argument. The other side is, if some companies can pay for, in a sense, privileged use of the internet, it's going to make it hard for smaller companies and new companies ever to get in a foot in the market. So you have a sort of a monopoly creating effect. And it's one of those issues where we actually don't know what's going to happen, no matter what the decision is made about net neutrality. So there are a lot of people who argue it's working. Let's leave it the way it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's enough
of
that.
The status quo could always be improved for you, whoever you are. So there are those who say it's working for you, but it's not working that well for us. So there's an incredible amount of corporate self-interest here. There's an incredible amount of just philosophical debate. And then issues come up, as this one has, and everyone rallies around their point of view, and we don't even know if anything's going to change. So it's exhausting, frankly.
Yeah, all right. It is, and my ears are still glazed over, by the way. I looked at the market reports yesterday. You'll be all interested to know if you have any stock in Apple. It's the world's most valuable brand, $170 billion in value. Google is number two at $120 billion. There are four other tech companies in the top 10 of the most valuable brands in the world: Microsoft, IBM, Samsung, and Amazon. I find it interesting that IBM is still there. Should I be curious about that, or is it just that strong? And it's always been, or certainly for as long as I can remember, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, one of the top 30. So, and they're holding on in the face of all this other, the newer companies, right?
Well, I mean, so for some of us, we hear the name IBM and we think typewriters.
Uh-huh.
Some people don't even know what a typewriter is. But then we think of the IBM PC. But IBM as a company has transformed itself since then.
Yeah.
And it is a powerhouse of a company as a consulting firm.
Really?
So
I think
if you look at the history, I mean, this isn't something I study, but I think you'll find that they had some lean, dark years.
Yeah.
And transformed themselves and came back.
Yeah.
Frankly, just as Microsoft did yesterday with unveiling their new CloudBook.
You know, it's interesting. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Windows 10 and CloudBook. Thank you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.